Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. Hamoshev is Ishto Chenvanus. If a guy sets up his wife to be the storekeeper, to buy merchandise for him and to sell it, so she runs the business. Oshemina Apotropa, or he appointed her as the apotropos over all of his properties. Hareza Mashpia Kolzman Sheyotze. He could make her take a shuvah whenever he wants to swear that she hasn't taken anything from the business. And once he makes her swear about that, he can also make her swear about anything else. About anything in the household that he's concerned that she might have taken. But if she's not anyway running the business, then a husband can't just make his wife swear whenever he wants. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Afilu al Pilcha v'alisasa. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that even just a regular wife can be made to swear about her stick that she uses to twist thread, or about her dough, meaning anything around the house randomly. If the husband suspects his wife of stealing, he can make her take a shavua that she did not in fact steal those things. Mishnah Hay. If the husband wrote to his wife that I have no claim of any neder or shvua against you, well then ein yochel hashpia, then he's not allowed to make her swear. Aval mashpia hu es yorsheha. But what he can do is if they get divorced and she dies without having collected her ksuba, he can make the yorshim swear that they didn't before they collected. Vesabarim bereshusa, or anyone who takes her place can swear. If someone bought the right to collect her ksuba, you know, that's a thing that people could do. A woman could sell her position in the ksuba, so whoever bought that right, he can make swear, because the husband said, I won't have any claim of a neder shvua against you, but I didn't say I'm not going to have a claim of a neder shvua against someone who is representing your position. Neder shvua ein li alayich v'al yorshayich v'al haboyim b'rushusich. But if he says, I'm not going to have a claim of a neder shvua against you or your yarshim or anyone who takes your place, ein yochel hashpia lo hi v'lo yorsheh v'lo sabam, then he can't make her or anyone else swear, not she, not the Yarshim, and not anyone who takes her place, because he specified all of that. But his Yarshim, who take his place, can make her swear and can make her Yarshim swear, or those who are above Mirshusa swear. Neder shvua ein li v'lo li yorshi v'lo l'bar mirshusi alayich v'al yorsheich v'al l'bar mirshuseich. But if he's even more explicit, that I nor anyone that takes my place will be able to impose a neder shvua on you or anyone who takes your place, ein u yachal hashbia lo hu v'lo yorsha v'lo l'bar mirshuso lo osa v'lo yorsheh v'lo l'bar mirshusa, then neither he nor anyone who takes his place can enforce shavua on her or anyone who takes her place. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a woman is in charge of the business, the husband could always make her swear about the business, and once he's doing that, he can make her swear about household things as well. But it's just stam for a husband to make a wife swear about household things is not something he can do. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Eliezer says that a husband could always make his wife swear about household things that he's suspicious about. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if a husband wrote that he will never make his wife take a shvur or a neder, then he cannot do that, but he can make her yorshim, or those who take her place, take a shvur or a neder. But if he wrote to her that I will not impose a shvur or a neder on you or anyone who takes your place, well then he can't impose a shvur on her or anyone who takes her place, but his yorshim, after he dies, can impose a shvur on her. But if he says that neither I nor anyone that takes my place will impose a shvur on you or anyone who takes your place, well then neither he nor anyone who takes his place is able to impose a shvua on her or on anyone who takes her place. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav.